Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to my podcast. Everybody been talking about this for a while, about doing a podcast and switching things up from the blogs. The blogs you can catch at if you just Google Legendary Sports View. That's all together, Legendary Sports View. Just Google it. You don't need to know how to spell it. Everybody should know how to spell by now. Catch me on my Twitter, Legendary underscore 88. Or you can catch me on my Instagram at El Jefe underscore 88. Purpose of this first podcast is going to be a little NFL preview. Go through my top 10 quarterbacks that I think of in this upcoming season. Season right around the corner. Might as well start with the most dominant, most important piece of a football team, which is the quarterback. We all know the Patriots just won their sixth Super Bowl, and saying that is just sounds ridiculous. But the same token, Tom Brady is still the GOAT. Being said, I do not think he's the best quarterback of this upcoming season. Let's run through my top 10 quarterbacks. Number 10, Phillip Rivers. Rivers led the Chargers to a 12-4 record. Got back to the playoffs for the first time in about a few seasons now. Rivers has only had three losing seasons in his career. Never missed a regular season game. Never missed a game, period, I don't believe. I think Rivers holds that mark now since Eli's streak is over. He was top 10 in yards. It was top 10 in touchdowns. Chargers were prolific this past year. But with Hunter Henry returning, I believe they can get even better. But since 2016, only Henry and Rivers, 12 touchdowns, come second as the most duo for quarterback and tight end in the NFL. Return Keenan Allen coming off consecutive 1,000-yard seasons. Travis Benjamin and Mike Williams, who had 10 touchdowns, led the team. Melvin Gordon, ongoing contract negotiations and saga continues. However, they're deep at running back. They got about three running backs they can go deep with. On top of their three wide receiver sets and their tight end coming back, should be a good, solid team coming up for this year for the Chargers. Chargers compete in the AFC West, which will be tough with Mahomes and KC, but they definitely should get another wild card spot and should be definitely another strong season for Phillip Rivers and company. Then with Rivers, it's coming down to the wire. Window is definitely closing for Rivers to make a mark. Rivers has all the accolades, but no Super Bowl and no Super Bowl appearance kind of diminishes him. Still probably a Hall of Famer, but the time is now for Rivers and the Chargers. Rivers is number 10. Number 9, Matt Ryan. I like what Ryan has done. People thought Ryan had a bad season last year, past few years, but Ryan's been pretty solid. 35 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, QBR 108.1. That sounds about relevant to his Super Bowl season where he had 38 touchdowns and 7 interceptions, where he also won 2016 MVP. Only thing this year, offensive line troubles, sacked 42 times, second most of his career. Try to change that. Falcons drafted two offensive linemen in the first round by even moving up to grab the second one. Free agency signing two veteran offensive linemen. So they're pretty much bulked and stacked there. Defense should be good again. Had health problems last year and still was a decent team because of Ryan in that offense. Drafted Calvin Ridley last year, who led the team with 10 touchdowns. Julio Jones led the whole NFL with 1,677 yards receiving. And while he had 113 receptions, which was the most since 2015, still got Mohamed Sanu. The offense should be prolific again. Jones and Ridley probably be two 1,000-yard receivers this season. If the Falcons know better, they get Dirk Cutter back as OC. Him and Ryan's vibe and connection should be a recipe for success, especially with Devontae Freeman coming back healthy off injury. Ryan completed 69% of his passes, eighth consecutive 4,000-yard season. And another thing with like Phillip Rivers on their Chargers, man, window's definitely closing. Falcons got all the talent there, man. If they can stay healthy, they could be right there at the end. But health concerns and just other decision making has definitely shortened their window. Ryan's got a few 3 years left on his contract. I know they're gonna re-up on Julio. Time will only tell, but the time is now for the Falcons as well. Number 8. Big Ben Roethlisberger. Big Ben's got a lot on his plate, but he's still a two-time Super Bowl champ, been to three Super Bowls, and he's a proven winner. Last year, Steelers missed out on the playoffs for the first time, and that was kind of embarrassing for the Steelers to miss out on the playoffs. The team had made three consecutive straight. No AB, no Le'Veon this year. After nine seasons with AB, over 11,000 yards and 74 touchdowns. Big Ben and Juju Smith-Schuster seem to be the new duo. Smith-Schuster was the second number two receiver last season behind AB, but this year he will emerge to the number one. 111 receptions, over 1,400 yards and 7 touchdowns a season ago. While AB had 15 touchdowns himself, led the NFL, Juju Smith seems to be the primary wide receiver this season and will definitely get the bulk of the double teams, bulk of the production, and bulk of the balls thrown his way. Just how will he respond being the number one? I think Juju has the tools for it. It's just whether the team and Big Ben can counter that. Big Ben, locker room divided, Steelers culture, everything about that, being accountable, being a leader, all that relies on Big Ben. Starts with him, the quarterback, as well as Mike Tomlin, the head coach, who both have contracts linked together now. So it's all on them. Big Ben led the league in passing yards over 5,100, but also led the league in interceptions with 16. They've been a top 10 offense for the past five seasons, and upper top 10, not latter top 10. And would that change? They were 31st in rushing last year with James Conner. He's not a workhorse like Le'Veon Bell, apparently, which we all know. And there's not too many backs in the league like Le'Veon Bell's caliber. So James Conner and whoever by committee will have to lead the way, because Big Ben threw the ball 45 times last season. Nine times. And that's not good with an aging quarterback. As I said, leadership and accountability will be on Big Ben's hands. And an even more tougher AFC North with the Browns reloading the way they did and the Ravens still being relevant as they won a division a season ago. Number seven, Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck got the Colts back in the playoffs, 10-6. Every year he is healthy, they're in the playoffs with a 43-21 overall record. Strained calf now, lingering shoulder once again, so Andrew Luck may be on the injury tables again. Jacoby Brissett looked like he may be lined up. But as of now, it seems like Andrew Luck will start week one. If Andrew Luck is starting week one, he's standing at number seven with me right now. I like Luck's upside if he can stay healthy. Last year, 39 touchdowns. That was the most he had since 2014. They were the number one team on third down. He did have 15 picks, over 4,500 yards throwing. And a 67.3% completion percentage, which was the highest in his career. He had four games with three touchdowns or more and zero interceptions in a game. Eric Ebron and Rose is a huge catalyst on opposite of T.Y. Hilton. Had 66 receptions, 750 yards, and 13 touchdowns, which was all career highs with Ebron. They bring over Devin Funches from Carolina, opposite another player opposite of T.Y. Hilton, who had his fifth 1,000-yard season in seven seasons. T.Y. is definitely underrated. Andrew Luck definitely has the weapons and tools for another run if he can stay healthy. His running game is not the best, as I was thinking they were going to get Le'Veon Bell, which they did not. But however, this quarterback head coach combo is a good one. Frank Reich coming over from Philly after winning the Super Bowl, offensive minded. Getting in with Andrew Luck is a match made in heaven. They've retooled their offensive line. They've reshaping it through the draft. They have drafted well over the years, especially on defense now of late, as well as the offensive line in the beginning years. Andrew Luck was just sacked 18 times last year in comparison to 41 times in 2017. he was sacked 100 times in his first three seasons, which is a lot for a quarterback who's already trying to heal from reoccurring injuries. If Andrew Luck can stay healthy, the Colts can definitely make some noise. They have a solid defense. Probably one of the best offensive lines outside of the Cowboys. And they've surrounded Andrew Luck with weapons now. It's only timing. But if he's unhealthy, the Colts aren't going anywhere. Jacoby Brissett is a solid backup, but he's still a backup. Andrew Luck is my number seven quarterback. Number six, I have Jared Goff. Goff has improved his completion percentage each of the last three seasons, 54%, 62%, and 64% last year. Categories have went up, 28 touchdowns to 7 interceptions in 2017, 32 touchdowns to 12 interceptions in 2018, 4,700 yards last season. They were 6th in touchdowns, 5th in 2017, 10th in yards in 2017, 4th in yards in 2018, 1st in points in 2017, 2nd in points in 2018. The Sean McVay effect has definitely been in Los Angeles. The Rams have been legit the last two seasons, winning the NFC West crown in the back-to-back years. 2017, getting upset in the first round in comparison to going to the Super Bowl this year. They're definitely on the rise. They had the pieces defensively, as we already know. Everything goes through Aaron Donald, number 99 on defense. But on offense, it's Jared Goff, it's Todd Gurley, it's Brandon Cooks, it's Robert Woods. They got Cooper Kupp back. They got two solid 6'4", 6'5" tight ends. It's legit. Their offensive line has been good for the most part, but Goff did take a beat down last season. Goff had some great games. They were 32nd in getting first downs. They were 32nd in touchdowns, and they were 32nd in scoring in 2016. This two-year gap between Fisher and Sean McVay is just surreal, just to show you the difference in play from Goff. Goff, 12 fumbles, led the NFL, though, so he has to get that down. But they were 5th in passing, 3rd in rushing, and number 2 overall on offense. Teams with stats like that are going to be potent again. I don't care if they play in the tough NFC Conference or the NFC West. Even though they do have a hell of a schedule coming up, regardless or not, I think McVay and the Goff combination, and then with Cooper Kupp coming back, should definitely be a key to success for the Rams this season. Brandon Cooks and Robert Woods both had over 1,200 yards and 80 catches. And I mentioned Kupp earlier. Kupp had 6 touchdowns in just 8 games. Him and Goff have a real connection if you sit there and watch it. From going to 0-7 to 26-9, including the playoffs, for overall record for Goff, is tremendous. His confidence is high. Remember the 54-51 shootout game they had against KC? He had 1 rushing touchdown, 4 passing touchdowns, 0 picks, and 413 yards in that win. They are definitely on the rise. Their first down percentages have increased as well, getting first downs. They were 32nd in 2016, 15th in 2017, and first last year at a rate of getting first downs. They have a potent offense. They have the head coach for it. They have the quarterback for it. They have a solid offensive line. They shall be potent again with all their weapons back. It should be good if Gurley can stay healthy. So that's a huge piece with Gurley aspect. But regardless or not, Goff has weapons for days, and the Rams will be at the top of the NFC and NFC West once again. Number 5, we got Russell Wilson. Wilson, also another Super Bowl winning quarterback. Had the number 1 rushing team in 2019, averaging 160 yards rushing a game. That was not all him. His rushing carries and yards went down for once, which he needed for his career, and somehow pulled the Seahawks to the playoffs with a 10-6 record. $140 million extension this year, 4 years. Just signed in April. Russell's coming off a career-high 35 touchdowns after leading the league last year with 34 passing touchdowns. He's always been reliable. He's been clutch. He's been the comeback kid, dependable, and an undisputed leader, as you can see why the contract was so worth it. Doug Baldwin retired, so weapons at wide receiver are kind of limited. Tyler Lockett becomes the number 1 receiver now, bumped up. Jerron Brown comes over, and they drafted DK Metcalf, who should be solid within Seahawks offense. They got a running back by committee, which should be still the ideal for them. The offensive line have finally got retooled, but to say retooled, I really can't say that. Russell got sacked 51 times, which was the 3rd most by any quarterback last season. The thing about Russ, he's still just durable and reliable. He had 10 games with 0 interceptions thrown. 10 games out of 16 is pretty decent. Will Dissly, the tight end, comes off injury. He was a solid tight end before getting hurt and being down for the entire season. So he adds a pivotal role to an offense that has not your ideal pass catchers. But with Russell Wilson at quarterback, they definitely can make some noise. They've been to the playoffs 6 out of the last 7 seasons. They have double-digit wins in 6 out of the last seasons. And not to mention, Russell Wilson won 6 out of the last games last season for them going for with 14 touchdowns and two picks and 105.4 QBR that propelled them to the playoffs, which nobody's seen before. They lost in the first round to Dallas. Regardless or not, this dude is a winner. And I think the Seahawks are definitely getting the wild card again once again this season. So we'll see. Number five, Russell Wilson. As much as you want to say, sometimes Drew Brees is taking a step back. It's hard to say sometimes with looking at his stats. The Saints look like they have a chance to win the NFC South for three consecutive years, which I don't believe has ever been done. Over the last two seasons, Brees and the Saints, he's been 24-7 as a starter. But this season, he only threw for 3,992 yards, the lowest of his career during his time in New Orleans. He had 32 touchdowns with 5 interceptions, but led the league in completion percentage with 74.4%. Probably thanks to a big, healthy, rich man now with Michael Thomas, who just cashed in. But Thomas, who had 125 receptions, led the NFL now with 321 receptions over his first three seasons, which is an NFL record. He has been catching 85% of his balls. As I said, a huge reason Drew percentage was up. With his backs as well, Kamara's a pass-catching running back, averaging 1,500 yards over the last two seasons from scrimmage is not a bad thing to have in your backfield as well. They did lose Mark Ingram, but they added Latavius Murray, who all has been a starter in this league as well. And it's been a proven bet. So the Saints aren't going anywhere. Even though Brees will be 40 this upcoming season, it's like, you as much as you see them may like declining, it's hard to say. The NFC South is so tough, and it's hard to win that division, let alone back-to-back years. Now he's trying to go for back-to-back-to-back years. His 5 interceptions was his fewest ever between the Saints and the Chargers back in the day. He had 489 pass attempts, which was his lowest since their Super Bowl season in 2009. Their defense definitely had to step up some more, but their offense has the weapons all around him. Tight end, they kind of scatter that. I don't believe they really have the best tight end, but I definitely think they're going to take a step back defensively. Offensively, I think they'll still be there regardless or not. Last two seasons, Drew Brees' completion percentage 74% and 72%. They averaged 31 points a game, which was third in the league last year. And not to mention, dang, I just forgot about that. They did get Jared Cook at tight end. Jared Cook had 68 receptions, 896 yards with the Raiders last year. So Cook is definitely an upgrade at tight end from whoever they had last year. Probably the dude that plays quarterback, running back, kicker, and everything else. But Drew Brees is definitely still an elite quarterback. Saints all-time leader in freaking everything. And the Saints have been there. The Saints have a legit chance of winning the NFC this year. They have been there the past 2 years between that Minneapolis miracle and then the botched defensive pass interference last year. They have been there each day the past 2 years in the NFC title game. So I won't be surprised if they're there again. Drew Brees, number four. As I said when I first started talking about introducing a podcast and what this podcast would be about, this first one, top 10 quarterbacks. Tom Brady is six-time Super Bowl champ, but he ain't the best in the league right now. I got Tom Brady at number three. 42-year-old Tom Brady just got a contract extension. Now will be the sixth highest paid quarterback, even though he is still the GOAT. Maybe not the best, but the GOAT. He's beaten quarterbacks last year like Mahomes twice, 2-0. He was 1-0 versus Rivers and 1-0 versus Rodgers. He's only missed four games since 2016. He's only missed four games since 2009, and that was in 2016 due to his suspension by Roger Goodell. Last season, 29 touchdowns and 11 interceptions. His 11 interceptions was the most since 2013. They went to their third straight Super Bowl, winning 2 out of 3. Since 2016, he has 35 wins, which is the most and the highest rated QBR since 2016. Quarterback is number one in playoff wins, number one in playoff touchdowns, and of course, number one in Super Bowls. They did lose Gronk, which is a huge piece of their offense, but they still have Julian Edelman, which is really all they need with their flourish of running back. Sonny Michel coming off year two, and James White, who had over 1,000 yards from scrimmage and 12 touchdowns. They would definitely be elite again in the not elite AFC least. Demaryius Thomas comes over as well. Another added threat to the offense is they need weapons without Gronk. They do have Ben Watson, who's suspended for four games, but they did draft a Wide receiver in the first round, N'Keal Harry out of Arizona State, 6'4", 225 with a 32nd pick this year. And I believe can be a solid contributor to this offense right away if he can grasp onto the knowledge, because you know the Patriots extremists and strategically playbook and offense. I believe the kid can flourish in the offense if he can get going. Signs of Gronk at least now is inevitable, but at the same token, I can see Gronk coming back midway through the season. Gronk looks a lot more in shape, and besides any team other than the Jets, I don't see anybody really giving the Patriots a run for anything, and that's including the Jets, to be honest. The Jets may make the playoffs, but they're not pressuring the Patriots at the NFC and at the AFC East for no doubt. As I stated before, Tom Brady, he's the number three quarterback, I think, coming out this year. He's still solid. He's still the GOAT. He still can pick you apart, but he still ain't that old Tom Brady, you know, that Randy Moss Tom Brady. N'Keal Harry, definitely give him a threat. I definitely think Gronk may come back midway season, so I can still see them in another chance at the end holding the Lombardi once again. Number two, Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers over the last five seasons has 150 touchdowns to just 28 interceptions. Last season, he had 25 touchdowns to just 2 interceptions. People drag this dude like he's losing it, and maybe his team is losing, but he isn't. Even though they haven't been to the playoffs since 2016, they have a legit young defense, offensive line. If they can stay consistent, they may be all right. A suspect run game at times, even though Aaron Jones averaged 5.5 yards per carry, which led the NFL. Between him and Jamal Williams, if they can stay healthy, they can give some pressure off Rodgers and that offense. Devontae Adams is about their best wide receiver, coming off another 1,000-yard season. Adams, coming off his first 1,000-yard season, Adams had 111 receptions and 13 touchdowns. Jimmy Graham, 33 years old, is not the same person as he was, but he would definitely need to be more productive this season if the Packers look to make some noise, especially in a tough NFC North where I even think teams like Detroit got better. Chicago is still Chicago with Khalil Mack and that defense. And they still have weapons on offense. The Vikings still going to be good with their solid defense, and not to mention their wide receiver core. So it's going to be a tough NFC North. I like Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is still Aaron Rodgers, but their schedule is brutal. They got 4 of the top 10 defenses in their first 5 games, but and not to mention they were 1-4-1 in the division last year. So it's an uphill battle for sure, but if anybody can do it, it's Aaron Rodgers, and I believe in Aaron Rodgers like most people do because he is that dude. So number two, Aaron Rodgers. Number one, I got Pat Mahomes, of course, 12-4 last year in his first full season as a starter. Number one team in the AFC, home field advantage. They did lose to the AFC title game, but they were a D4 offsides penalty away from going to the Super Bowl. He had 50 touchdowns in his first season. 50. That was the most since Tom Brady did it, and second most to Peyton Manning of all time. They still have all pros, Travis Kelce, 103 receptions, 1,300 yards. Tyreek Hill, 1,400 yards, 12 touchdowns. He led the NFL in team QBR. He's only 22 years old. Year two in Andy Reid's offense could flourish, or he could go through a sophomore slump. We'll see. They have Sammy Watkins back. He had 519 yards in just 10 games. They'll be running back by committee with Kareem Hunt gone, but I think they'll be solid. In the playoffs, he had 3 touchdowns to just 0 picks. They were number 2 in third down. They were number 2 in red zone efficiency. They're going to be good. They have a tough schedule this year, but the kid has it. He threw for 6 touchdowns twice. He had 7 touchdowns to just 1 interception versus the versus the AFC West. 17 touchdowns to just 1 interception versus his own division. They were 5-1 against the AFC West. The kid has all the potential. He has all the essentials. He has all the tools. He has the coaching. Their defense did get improved. The Chiefs should be right back there again, playing New England, playing Pittsburgh, playing somebody at the end, probably New England, for the AFC title again. And this year, they may get it done. Mahomes in year two probably will be just as good as year one and just as good as advertised with the weapons he has. The league knew what they were doing by not suspending Tyreek Hill. They want to see some action. They want to see highlights. They want to see it all. But that's for another story. So let's run through my top 10 again. I got number 10, Phillip Rivers. Number 9, Matt Ryan. Number 8, Ben Roethlisberger. Number 7, who do I have at 7? Andrew Luck. Number 6, Jared Goff. Number 5, Russell Wilson. Number 4, Drew Brees. Number 3, Tom Brady. Number 2, Aaron Rodgers. And number 1, Pat Mahomes. Tell me what you think. Holler at me on Instagram or Twitter, legendary_88, LFA_88. Peace.